Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This week on Up to 90, we chat about
the nanny.
That's what we're going to chat about because one of our friends on Twitter asked. So I just
we've
said,
got a
go
lot
on.
Of wonderful friends on Twitter. I'm just loving them.
Yeah.
Do you know when you get? I have to say because Alison Spittle had said this to me about the podcasting, right? But I just love. Building just a little crew, like we're all on the same page. People get us,
we get you,
they get us. They send, like, you get a message from one of the listeners and you just think that's just made my day now, because they're very funny, aren't they?
Our
fan base,
they are. But you need to stop sending them nudes because no one's asked.
But you know the worst part of that is the laughing emoji faces they send back. Like, that's the cruelest part. Like, I've gone full frontal.
But you keep going. That's the thing.
You saw I put up about the wax the other day.
No, what was this?
Well, look, you know, summer's coming. Mm. So, like, that dry shave is only going to do so much. So I was like, look, you know, we've gone through all the disposable razors now at this point. So...
But that's what I don't get. You can't be that hairy. You're a ginger.
No, but I have very thick hair is the problem.
Oh, yes.
It's
but actually, I think
red hair
is meant to be thicker hair. The hairs, the individual hairs are thicker.
That's what my lovely wax lady told me. So, went to Wax in the City SpawnCon. Wax in the City tonight. That old Billy Joel song.
Yeah.
And like literally they see
the
this. They're like, oh look, we'll take you 1:45. We'll take you 1:40. You'll be in and out. And then they saw me and they said, cancel
my 3:00.
That's what I was saying. Did you see that? That's what I was saying on Instagram.
No, I didn't see it.
I was like saying, oh, they were all like, let's cancel the 2:00. Because it's like the Battle of Winterfell down there.
Oh.
So we're getting summer ready is what I'm saying. So from now on, I'm going to be performing. Because I always think, you know, even with the conversations, it's like, do you want a Hollywood? Do you want a Brazilian? I'm like, I just think... There should be an Irish girl option of tog friendly.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
all I want. I don't want a Brazilian. I don't want a Hollywood. I just want something that's tog. I just want something that's jacuzzi friendly.
Up to 90. Up to 90. Up to 90. With Emma and Julie.
And are you going on holidays?
No.
You see now?
I'm just tending. Well, sometimes, you know, myself and Fred sit under a parasol and pretend. We did book Lisbon, a couple of days in Lisbon.
Oh, nice.
So that'd be nice.
Holidays.
To be fair, I'm probably not going to be getting the fanny out over there. Like, it's a city.
Yeah, but you might get it out in the hotel room, surely.
Well, that's the look we're going for now. We're maintaining standards. It's all about the standards.
I shave every day.
You do, but I can't, you do, like, you shave all the way every day.
Yep.
See, I was doing that, but then I just found the regrowth.
But that's why you do it every day. How much are you growing in 12 hours? Like, what's going
on?
I'm
convinced that I feel like with the regrowth.
If you leave it 3 days,
do you not
4 days,
you're
fucked. No, it's happened to me once.
You would never get ingrowns.
I did once and it was horrific.
I do find the waxing is, I find the waxing, it's horrendous. Absolutely yeah. horrendous. And it's funny because like as they're waxing your intimate lips, like, you know, they'll put, like, because I was a bit concerned about my buddy. Now, I love my little wax girl. But like, you know, she came in, she's like, oh, it might be a bit hot today. Which is not really what you want to hear when someone's pouring wax
that
on your bits.
That area was not designed for that kind of mistreatment,
but
I feel.
But you're shaving it, though.
Yeah, it's no pain.
But I actually think that's more abrasive, I think, than a wax every couple of weeks. I don't know. I just found even the other day, I did have a moment when, you know, the hot wax was being poured on basically, we're talking about the interior of my body. You just think, come on. Ugh. Like, we're basically waxing our insides now. I mean, is this what I have to worry about?
I just think,
just
let it
one
grow.
More thing.
Let
to
it
add.
Grow. Let it grow. Let it grow.
Actually, Fred did tell let me a funny grow. Story about he, what was it?
About his pubes.
He had porn mags when he was younger. And they were real, like, old school, like,
oh,
70s.
Porn mags.
Yeah, real, like, old okay. school 70s bush.
Mm-hmm.
And he went for a few pints with his dad one night. And he had, I don't know what age he was, probably 32.
Should
but
this,
the dad was like,
discretion
what's the
insert story? Now? Or is this going to be okay, this
no,
story?
It's grand. And then his dad said something on the lines of, like, oh, my God, like, what's with all the hair, Fred? So obviously he had found his stash.
Oh.
And made the comment. And like, I mean, that's just, that's pretty.
So that's
pretty
what Fred great. Is into.
Is this why he calls his nickname for me is his press release? It's like the time I was on News Talk and we were all pretending we didn't know who Fred's dance partner was. And
oh,
then I told
yes.
the world. Do you remember that time?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that was too much information. But who could be bothered editing it out? It's a Monday night, guys.
I know, who cares? Come too here.
Too late in the day.
I got a delivery this week.
Before we get to the delivery, on the subject of porn, you yeah. know, every time I go to the shop, for I'll always say to Fred, because, you know, I'm that kind of girl, you do the same. Do you want anything from the shop? Obviously, nobody leaves the building without asking.
Rude,
yeah, of course. You have to throw
what
it out.
What monster
there.
Doesn't ask that?
But even
if
somebody
it's someone you hate, you
well,
have to say.
Somebody in work today went from the table, went to the shop and didn't say, does anyone want anything from the shop? Which is just,
sake.
You know, everyone's going to say no, but you have to throw it out there.
Garda vetting needed ASAP
yeah,
there.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. But every time I go to the shop and I throw out that, obviously the obligatory, do you want anything from the shop? Every time without fail, Fred will say, well, I'd say 80% of the time, Fred will say, yeah, can you get me Playgirl? And I have to explain, no, that's the one for the girls, Fred. You mean Playboy? And he's like, whatever. Get me the one with the girls in it.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, Fred.
He's so much yet to teach him.
I know. But we've discussed this, how much fun it is just changing them gradually. But it's happening because every now and again he'll say something like, I used to be fun or I used to have a life. And I just think,
come here, are you
that's
going?
That's when you know
are
you're
you
serious.
Are you with Fred?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we're okay. just kind of scoring a bit
I
at the
moment.
I hadn't
heard about him yet. I wasn't sure.
But you see, I just don't have anything else going on in my life. That's my thing. And we did embark on this 90s podcast before I realised my long-term memory is just fucked.
Yeah, I'm the same.
From all those
it's kind of like what I think to pick
during
to
my 20s.
I'm terrible for
tell
memory.
Me about your special delivery because I'm super gel. About this special delivery.
Yes. Copperbag.
I didn't get back to the email fast enough.
Our lovely sponsor were telling us they had a new flavour and I'm not going to lie, I nearly jumped out in front of a car because just to get back to that email straight away, passion fruit, new flavour, delivered to my gaff. Actually, it was great. Well, not great. I didn't get back to the time fast or into the house fast enough and my neighbour got it for me.
Oh, no! Nice.
Yeah, he said he was out gardening. And I was like, oh, I'd say he's wondering what that is now. And I offered him some. And he's like, no, you're grand. But I could tell he was really pissed off. I should have asked again.
It is pretty awkward, isn't it, when? Because I know my neighbours took my delivery in. Mm. And you feel you should offer a few. But
yes.
You just want them all for yourself.
Yeah. I have to say, absolutely delish.
You love this one.
This is my favourite.
This is your favourite. Yeah, you yeah. sent it to me last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah, no, it defo is.
Is it in so. the little cans?
No, no, it's in the bottle. Clutch. No, Shane is milling through all the cans.
Well, look, fairness. The cans, I'll be honest, like by the time you've got the dinner cooked, I've drank four cans.
So, yeah, no, the passion fruit is...
They're just a little Diet Coke, really.
I know, yeah. That's it's fine. Delish.
Mommy's Diet Coke. That's
and the
I'm
second, I mean, the second I'm kind of like, see a little kind of tiny bit of something. I'll have a Copperberg now. I'll have, yeah.
So. I think, I know it is such a cliche because people do really associate Copperberg with summer, but I just think blue skies, bit of sun, longer evening, sitting. You know, we've got the couple of chairs outside the house.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So we've been sitting outside there now and drinking the Copperberg, and it's really nice.
Oh, wait, I tell you. So Joe's birthday is on Sunday.
Okay.
And we got his present early because he wanted a trampoline.
Oh,
so Tommy and Joe are there bouncing hearts content on the trampoline, and we have the garden furniture there. It's gonna be perfect. Gonna be sorted.
That's nice.
But I'm thinking I'm gonna
it's
try
like
it.
A Woody's aunt.
Yeah, I know.
Except they'd never have a ginger mother and a Woody's aunt.
No, no, no.
No, because the whole like, blonde. I mean, obviously, as a ginger, we're not supposed to be outside. So why?
No,
would,
and we're not
be
meant to have
advertising garden furniture.
We're not meant to have children either. So there's always a blonde mother, brunette dad, and then the kids is kind of interchangeable.
The dad's always brunette because he's the serious guy. He's yeah, bringing yeah, home yeah. the bacon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The blonde mother just has to worry about getting her highlights done and making sure there's fresh fruit in the bowl. Like,
I know.
That's all
and
she needs to be
she's got enough
with.
She's got enough
what
cardies in the wardrobe.
As a ginger, what could we advertise?
What could we get into?
Maybe
like?
Blinds? That would be
yeah,
good one, just blocking
yeah.
out the sunlight. Like you
blinds,
know, and
yeah.
do you remember that Nicole Kidman movie, The Others?
Yes,
that
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of vibe.
Yeah.
Just full on blinds. What else could we advertise?
I really don't know. Like I'm really struggling.
I mean, it's a toughie.
Maybe emulsion paint, so you
do
can
know
see
what?
Like this
okay.
is how white it is. How
I
white
actually,
are your whites?
Okay,
Daz, Daz doorstep
okay,
challenge.
Psychic Sally, on my mother's life. Okay, on Liz's life. I was just about to say emulsion. Have we discussed this? Why are we both thinking emulsion? Do you know why we're thinking it? It's because of the SPF.
Ah, yeah.
It's that level, factor 100. Have we discussed emulsion recently? How do we both come out with emulsion?
I don't know.
That's a bit strange. But I did, because I was telling Fred when I used to live in Australia, I couldn't go to the beach. I remember I went to the beach maybe twice, and each time you'd go, and like,
you'd just be
badgered for SPF. People coming up to you saying,
really?
Really sorry, you wouldn't have any SPF? And you're like, oh, fuck's sake.
Why
and
do
then,
they always do, why can't they just call it sun cream? Or why do they always call it the flip-flops?
Because they take it serious. The thongs. And the whole, like, you know, if I had, like, Jesus Christ, if I had a euro for the amount of times that conversation ensued. Sorry, I think you're sitting on my thong there. And you're like, okay, because where I'm from, a thong meets something else and we all have a giggle. I would have €4. That's how, if I had a euro for every time that happened. But I remember one time I was on the beach and there was this little girl crying. And this man said to her, when I was in Sydney, this man said to her, what are you doing crying? Look at that girl. She's just got out of hospital. She's not well. She's not crying. I was like, I'm not unwell. This is just the colour of my skin.
And how come, what was your man from Carlow doing on the beach in Sydney?
What you mean? Ah, oh, stop. That was a good attempt.
It was. I'm only slagging you.
Stop being mean.
Stop
I'm,
right
you know,
now. I'm going to Spice
I'm
Girls on Friday.
Oh, I can't believe you're going without me. We can't talk about it.
Well, you didn't buy a ticket, so...
Which one of your friends now do I have to take out? Who got you the ticket? Who do I have to assassinate, character speaking?
Evie got the tickets.
Character-wise, I'm not making any sense tonight. Who do I have to...
Evie Larkin. Thanks, Evie. She got on. She got on the ticket
never
buzz.
Never heard you discuss Evie. You've Evie, never mentioned
no.
her once.
I know, but she got me my ticket.
Ah, nice.
I know. And I'm rev for it now. I just don't know what to wear. That's the only thing.
just dust off that tricolour dress.
Do, do, and do, do, do,
and a spice girl heel.
And supposedly Mel B's gone blind.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's the latest in the news now that she's been rushed to hospital.
There's always something with Mel B.
That's what I said. No, but I said, look, this is only PR now.
Come on.
Maybe.
And
if not,
sorry,
Mel. But
it's handy that, like, she kind of rubbed people up the wrong way and now she's going blind. It's a bit like, you know, people are a bit like, oh, do you know about Mel B now? Kind of lost the love. And now she's gone blind. So straight away, we're back on the love buzz.
She probably just has a sty in her eye.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Like,
I'd
it's
say
just
it's been
too
Chinese,
convenient.
It's been Chinese whispers.
There's
but look,
just always, she's just one of those.
I won't
Mel.
Be aware of it either way because I'll be absolutely hammered. So
I'd
if she's there or not, it's not going to
nice
make a blind bit of difference
nice,
to
a
me.
Nice little, a nice little glittery top. I have a lovely sequin top now.
I have a sequins jacket and a sequins dress. Is it too much the belt?
I'd say one black or the other. Top, black pants and the sequin jacket.
Yeah.
That'd be fab.
Yeah, we might have
nice
to do that.
Heel.
You'll have to be comfortable. Nah, you see, you'll have to be comfortable though. Be long
out
there.
Are you standing?
Yeah.
There is always a bit of walking involved. Where are they playing? Three Arena?
No, it's Croker.
Is it Croker?
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of walking involved in
That's
Croker.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll
just
be meeting
nice
up before.
Just a nice little comfy boot.
Yeah, I'll think of something. You know me.
If only you had a tiny little boot.
I know. If only I had some nice little boots. I'll try and rustle some together. You know yourself. But yeah. So that's Friday, and then Joe's birthday on Sunday. Ella's birthday is this Wednesday. So it's all go go go. Ella's 16.
Very well planned. I can't believe she's 16.
I know. La 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 la. Happy birthday, sweet 16.
Was looking up inventions, Irish inventions today. Like mad yolks altogether. Hypodermic needle, a hypodermic syringe, torpedo, and a submarine. So just everyday items.
Brilliant. Submarine. Fuck's sake.
And of course, our own special. Our own special brand of heroin.
Which
has
is?
A very distinctive texture and colour.
What's that?
Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
I love, have you ever visited the meth lab?
Guinness
Brewery.
Yeah, yeah, I have been there. I
is
don't
it
really
a bit
remember
of crack?
It, though. No, not really.
Is it just a bar?
It's just a brewery. It's just, I don't really remember.
Hops, a lot of hops.
Yeah, yeah.
Hops.
I don't remember being particularly interested, but I may have gone there for some corporate thing or something.
I shouldn't say, oh, hello, Alan Sugar in the car.
definitely, yeah. Not just like getting teas and coffees for people.
I should say, I'm going to retract that because I'm not going to equate Guinness with heroin because, you know, I mean, heroin isn't half as addictive as Guinness. So, like, that's an unfair comparison to make. Can
True.
I share a little pet peeve? But this is controversial. This
okay.
is a bit of a comedy in conversation, but just to let the listener in. Mm. Do you know what's starting to annoy me?
Well,
people offering feedback after your gig. Does that have we discussed this before?
Yes, we have. I'll often ask anyone who's
if
standing there
for
feedback.
But if somebody volunteers feedback.
Yeah, unless it's like that new
someone
bit was
you
really
respect.
Good.
Yeah, unless it's maybe somebody that you respect, respected elder. But
respect
I find, I think you still have to ask for it though, don't you?
Yeah, no, but the only feedback that you haven't asked for that you can get would be, oh, I liked that new bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
This is true. To be honest, that's always a nice one when they say I liked that bit. It
yeah.
It's just the, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, is there a lot of people doing this?
No. I'm basing it basically on one person.
Okay,
who
okay.
did it in the last 48 hours. So, I mean, I shouldn't generalise.
Right, okay.
But it is, yeah, I don't know. It's the classic thing. I don't think it just applies to comedy. But it is interesting, isn't it, when people offer their 2 cents. Or two
shitty.
Pence, if you're a listener in England, because we have a couple of those.
Yeah.
If somebody offers their 2 cents without you saying, would you mind, can I just ask you what you think.
Some people are just fucking mouthpieces. Do you know what I mean?
Wouldn't you hate to be a mouthpiece? Okay, the nanny.
What?
Taking it back.
Did you watch
the
nanny?
I used to love the nanny.
Did you?
Yeah. I loved her.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why did you love her?
I just thought she was great. I remember, I mean, I know she comes up in every episode, but let's just drop that O bomb again. I remember the Oprah interview. She was great.
Yes.
Because her husband was the director, wasn't he?
They created it together, yeah.
And he was talking about how he spotted her and she was so beautiful. And then she started to speak and he was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
And everyone fell around laughing. But they just seem to have a really good relationship. I mean, they're probably divorced now.
Interestingly about them, let me tell you this. So she was going, how the nanny happened. So the nanny... Just before, I just wanted to give the dates of the nanny.
Because we're all about the dates.
Yeah, so 1993 to 1999, 6 series. So she, her name was Fran. The character's name was Fran Fine. And her name was Fran Dreschner.
Mm-hmm.
So she was going off to France to visit her friend Twiggy. The model.
Sounds real. Yeah.
And she said that she saved up all these, flyer mile things or whatever and chipped a few things together. And she decided she was going to treat herself and she'd go first class. So she's sitting in first class. And who does she end up sitting beside in first class? But the head of CBS. So big, long flight. They, like, obviously, he has nowhere to go. And she starts talking to him. And he was like, you know, they kind of left with... He was like, well, if you and your husband want to come in and pitch anything, you know, just let me know and we'll set up a meeting or whatever. So she said at the time she didn't have an idea, but she rang her husband straight away to tell him. So when she got there, she didn't realise that Twiggy was going to be working. So she actually wasn't spending a lot of time with her. You know, one of these mates.
None of this sounds real.
No.
Oh my God. To quote Emma, are you on the meds or are you off the meds? What's going on?
Dabbling. Self-medicate. So
I
she ended up.
I decide how much medication I need. Okay.
Thank you very much. And she was hanging out with the daughter a bit, who was like 12 or 13, and she was saying that the daughter was saying things to her like, "My shoes are hurting." She's like, "Why is she telling me?" And she started, and all this kind of stuff came out. So from the relationship,
from Karen, asked the nanny.
You do the nanny's voice. You've been much better at her voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do have that grating tone.
They're hanging out anyway. And she said that was kind of the relationship between her and the daughter. She rang the husband and she was like, what about an idea like of My Fair Lady, but that I'd be the character? So they're like, perfect. So that was the idea that they went and pitched. So the idea was that she was like, basically, it was based kind of on herself, her younger self. So she rocks up at this house selling makeup at the door. And the house is Max. I just want to get a second name. Maxwell something. Maxwell, what was his fucking second name? I don't know. Maxwell Sheffield, right? So he's meant to be this broad... Like he's meant to be from England and he's meant to be a Broadway producer and his wife he's been widowed 4 years previously.
Handy.
And I like the way they gave it enough distance. Like it wasn't last week.
Oh my God, okay, Emma. Literally, are we just now the one mind? Yeah, the one heart, the one soul. I was just about to say, I like the way there's just enough time.
4 years and
weird. But you want him to move on.
Yeah.
It's that point.
4 years is acceptable. So he has 3 kids. She ends up being the nanny. Now, I just wanted to go back to the husband because this is very interesting. So her first kind of big gig that she got was she was in Saturday Night.
Live.
Fever.
Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah. She had a little part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she had a little part in that and she's dancing with John Travolta. And she's a couple of little lines. Yeah, on the dance floor. She has like kind of a bob, brunette bob. And I think she's wearing, it's kind of like green or blue thing. So that was her first break.
But she must have been so young in that.
Well, she was obviously legal though, wasn't she? She's dancing in a nightclub.
But I mean, I wouldn't have thought like doing the maths. When was Saturday Night Fever?
No, but sure, she 70s. But she must be in her 60s.
But like, I mean, 1993, would she have been 40 doing that?
1993, no. But she would have been late 30s.
Would she have been late 30s?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So her and the husband in 1985, they were just sitting at home having dinner, doors locked and everything. People broke into their house.
Is this in New York?
I think it was LA. I'm not sure where. But like, it was all like doors locked, just chilling and having dinner. And this gang broke in. Really violent attack. She was raped.
Emma, no.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So obviously really traumatic. She didn't talk about it.
Did we not discuss trigger warnings before we started this podcast? Sorry. I was saying they really need to start having a couple of trigger warnings for the news. No, 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 you're fine. But that's insane,
true.
Emma.
Yeah, so the door is locked. It's just like a quiet evening. She couldn't speak about it for years, but she wrote about it in her autobiography. So then kind of the more...
But did they go to the police?
They didn't talk, like the interview I watched now, but it's like, yeah, I assume they did. They went to the police and like, I don't know what came of that.
But you don't know, like I was just about to ask, like as in they obviously didn't.
I don't think they the caught guys. Them or whatever,
oh
no,
because
they didn't speak about anything like that.
Emma, but obviously, that's like your worst nightmare.
Yeah, so this 1985,
oh
obviously hugely traumatic for both of them. And she said she couldn't, you know, she couldn't speak about it for a long time or whatever. He ended up...
Oh my God, Emma, I feel sick.
Yeah, he was really traumatized by her, Peter, or her husband, Peter. And so two kind of things, huge things transpired from that was years later, she found out that she had cancer and it was cancer of the uterus. And she, this is what she said. She's like, you know, kind of, isn't it funny, like not funny, haha, how the body kind of manifests pain and stuff that the cancer would be in that area of her body. So she's all right now. She got the all clear or whatever. But obviously very scary time. And she set up a charity called Cancer Schmancer. Nice. So anyway, the husband, they were childhood sweethearts. They met when they were 15. Soulmates. After the accident, he went off, you know, a couple of years later and got some counselling. Transpired that he had his own secret. He was gay. So he
Stop.
Said, yeah, so he at first.
Oh my
no
God!
Way.
Come
over!
Oh,
come over!
We're recording a podcast! Oh my God! You're so. What's your name? What's your name? Oh my God! What's your name? Kathy. Oh, Kathy. Kathy, I'm having a fangirl moment about your outfit. It's deadly. Oh my God, Kathy. You're so lovely. Thank you so much.
Shout
You're
out
so
to Kathy.
Lovely. Kathy, Kathy, Kathy,
Hi.
Kathy.
That's so funny.
That was such a plant.
Yeah, I know.
Listen,
so,
what, are you paying Kathy or am I?
Oh, we'll both have
we'll
to.
Just,
be
we'll
just
split the fiver.
So we're outside Devitt's.
Devitt's.
Off Camden Street. And a girl was just looking at us. And
I'm parked beside a skip.
Kathy's
living my best
life. Kathy's number one, everybody. So you better
up your game.
You have a lot to prove.
Well, I did park beside a skip because it just makes me feel better about my car, if I'm honest.
Oh yeah, nice.
So sorry. Okay. There's just so much happening. Like
So he found out that he was gay.
But is this during the show?
Yes, because they divorced in 1999. The show ended in 1999, but they stayed together for a good few years because he didn't want to get divorced because in his head he was like, I'm not gay, I'm bisexual.
Okay.
And she felt that she needed to leave. Yes, she's like, are you on microphones? He said that she was saying that he was very controlling. And she felt just this whole, he needed to go off and kind of find out about his sexuality. And she said afterwards that then he realized that he was gay. And she's like, I think he was kind of trying to control me because he was trying to be in control of himself.
Of and course, who he was. But sure, that's always the case.
So
yeah.
They came back together actually when she had cancer. So things were very frosty. And then that's when they became friends. So they've actually written other shows. I think it was Happily Divorced or something that was based on their life. So they're like best friends now.
Because, do you know, I did a gig and on show the last week.
Okay.
And I was chatting to the audience and there was this like two really good looking people.
Yeah.
Gorgeous girl, gorgeous guy, like our age. They were from the States. And I was chatting to the guy, of course, as you do, it's our outlet. And I was like, oh, like I was on stage and I was like, oh, so are you guys friends? Are you in a relationship? And he was like, this is actually my ex-wife.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I was like, oh, and he was like, yeah, he was like, and she was saying to me, she was like, we're still really good friends and we both love to travel. And she was like, in the States, very few people very few is probably a stretch, but this is what this lady was saying.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, we both like to travel. We get on great. So here we are. And I was like, oh my God, this is the secret to a happy marriage, divorce.
Yeah. God, I can't imagine that.
But imagine, because then I had so many questions, but I didn't want to like... You know, I could sense the room was like, what the fuck? So, you know, you don't want people to feel too much on display or, you know, either. So I just kind of, you know.
If it was real life, you would have been like, hang on, I need to know more.
What about if one of them wanted to score? Like, yeah. They're in a little hostel. Like, realistically, neither of them are scoring on this trip.
I don't know. What age were they?
They were like our age.
But you see, they could have gotten married like really, really young.
Yeah.
And been divorced for like 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
You know
yeah.
the way like in Ireland, people kind of tend, the average age is like kind of like early 30s, mid early 30s yeah, to get married. Yeah. Whereas in America, like it tends to be in the 20s.
I heard a very funny comment in work the other day. Now the poor person said it without thinking, but I just thought it was so interesting. Speaking of divorce, somebody was saying about somebody who apparently had twins. And, you know, some of these just rambling stories that's going over. And they're like, I think that girl has twins. And then another girl at the table was like, no, like she's not married or anything. So I wouldn't say so. And I was like, okay.
Oh, yes. I remember.
Just bring it back. Okay. I was like, yes. Just a bit of a birds and the bees talk.
You
know,
reality
you don't
check
have to be married to have twins.
I remember I had a conversation in school when I was pregnant, but I think like I was still kind of keeping it under my hat, under my jumper. And somebody was like, oh, so and so's mom had her when she was young. And we were like kind of nodding along, but she married her dad. So everyone's like, oh, okay. Like, oh, well, that's
fair enough.
Yeah, then. Yeah. It's not ideal, but we won't cast her off as a complete tramp.
We won't.
Because she stayed with the dad.
Look, we won't excommunicate
and they got married eventually.
To the state of Guinea and just yet.
And all these fucking 17 or 18 year olds sitting around go, okay, yeah, that's it's not great, but it's fine. And I'm just sitting there like, probably turning into a fucking prune.
You were there like, I don't know who the fucking dad is. What?
Shut your filthy mouth, Julie J.
You always knew who the daddy was.
Of course. But yeah, we talk a little bit about the show actually.
Let's do it. That's so interesting. Did they ever have kids? No.
No, they didn't have kids, no.
I'm actually still reeling, if I'm honest. I'm still reeling from
the story about the break-in.
Do you know why? Because it's every woman's worst nightmare.
But he's, and as well, he said like, they made the point that, you know, people talk about, in America, obviously, about having firearms in the house or whatever, and he's like, it would not have made a difference because they were like, we were just at the kitchen table having dinner.
Jeez.
Like they wouldn't have had, even if they'd had a gun under the bed or in the garage or whatever it happened to be, they wouldn't have had the time, the wherewithal to do that.
Oh God.
Do you know what I mean? So I thought their whole story, it was so beautiful, the fact that they have been in each other's lives quite significantly since the age of 15 and it took a different route, but they were able to kind of come back around and...
But it comes back to the thing I think we've discussed it before, but the whole idea of soulmates. It's not necessarily a romantic relationship, but well, they obviously were meant to be in each other's lives.
Yeah, yeah. No, big style. And obviously, I think when she had cancer, she was with somebody else and he kind of reached out through his manager. Like, that's how frosty it was. And she was like, oh, and he's like, I don't know, she has a partner. But he was like, just let her know, like, I'll come and look after her. Or, you know, even if it's just a talk on the phone, whatever she's comfortable with or want, I want to do that. So I think she came back and said, like, oh, just let me get the surgery over with and, you know, we'll meet up. But so six series. So it did pretty well. I think it was in like 80 countries worldwide. So like phenomenal, because like when I was watching it when I was younger, I was kind of like, oh yeah, these are all kind of like, you know, cheap gags or whatever. But they were very clever about the way they had the characters written. So there was the CC character, who was Maxwell's, the dad's, his business partner, and it was very obvious she was always kind of trying to get stuck into him. And then the butler, Niles, was always on Fran's side, so trying to kind of poo-poo her and belittle the CC character. But they all had their very defined characters and place in the show. So the whole thing was that over time, Maxwell gradually fell in love with Fran. So it turned into the whole thing, will they, won't they?
Come on, I mean, hello, as if we didn't see it coming.
Yeah. So they said what happened was that they moved it to a different spot because they were trying, there was like a quiet night in TV that they were trying to make into a night. So they moved the nanny and the viewership went down.
What network was it on?
It was on CBS.
Oh, CBS. Sorry. Yeah.
So they moved it, numbers started to dip. So they said to them, look, we have an option. You can have them get married or we can axe the show. So they're like, okay, because they didn't want them to get married because they knew if they got married that that was the end of it because the sexual tension was gone, the, you know, the intrigue, the curiosity.
Yeah.
So it was basically like they knew that, like, okay, they're going to get married, but they're going to get one last series out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's how it happened. But, and then.
Because I don't remember them being married.
No, neither do I.
Did we even watch that series? I don't know.
See, maybe we didn't. I do remember there was a few times where there was a few kind of woo kisses and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It, you know, there was the whole, I suppose, love triangle or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember all that, but I don't actually remember them because I imagine that would have been a pretty big episode. I don't really remember that.
I've just blacked it out, I think.
Yeah. But she said herself, like, that when she was in school, like, teachers would have said to her, like, oh, if you want to make it in Hollywood or whatever, like, you're going to have to do something about that voice.
But it's funny because, you know, I get such slagging about my voice. And it's interesting because, you know, I would laugh about it. But then your voice, for a long time, I really hated my voice. But then I just think your voice is such an integral part of you that I've actually really embraced it now. And
yeah.
You know, it's like I remember that Oprah episode and the husband was saying, I mean, they definitely were still together at the time that they were doing this interview. And him saying, but, you know, I saw this beautiful woman, like she was like Cleopatra. And I said, hi, how are you? And then she said, hello. And he was like, what? Like just this foghorn.
But sure, she said herself that
it's around
a really handy thing to have to kind of be, you know, especially when she was starting out like this, like, good-looking, attractive woman, and then the voice comes out.
Yeah.
So even
so
it gives
surprising.
It gives you a greater license then to play a comedic role and for people to warm to it and to be endearing and believable and the whole thing.
Straight away, because it's like, you know, this unbelievable beauty is just undercut by this voice. Like it's just, and of course,
and the laugh,
the Janice factor.
Yeah.
The Janice character really was very similar to the nanny.
Yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
she? With
yeah,
the voice,
yeah. And the hair and the look and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, she's meant to be kind of like this Jewish princess or whatever. They had loads of celebrities in it as well. They had Elton John. Pierce Brosnan was in it. Rosie O'Donnell was in it. they spoke about Elizabeth Taylor was on it, and she didn't want them to call her Liz. She wanted to be called Elizabeth.
Of course. I'd expect nothing less and from
Elizabeth she wanted flowers.
I'd be disappointed if they let her
I know.
Call,
if she You're right, Lizzie! What? You slut.
It's like, I remember years ago watching John Bon Jovi interview on, guess what show I'm going to name drop again?
Oprah.
Of course, Oprah.
Oh, yeah. I've been hitting the Dr. Phil's hard recently.
God, have you?
Yeah, yeah. Bad
You're
way.
Relapsing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm waiting for from some fucking
You're
new
missing
videos.
That. You're gagging. You're just missing Jeremy Kyle so much now. You're gagging for bit of
That was me fucking big break.
Family interference.
I was booked in for fucking November. Bastards.
But for God's sake, Emma, you know the father of your three kids.
I know.
So what's
Bit
the,
of PR. Come on. It's all fake.
But, oh, imagine how much fun you'd have with the lie detector test. Have you ever received a text from another girl?
No. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. At the end of the day, right? You're a lying bastard.
You know, somebody paid for their tube for the day. They got the day out in London. But
day
I
out.
Will say, what was it? Oh, yeah, John Bon Jovi, speaking of Liz Taylor, that Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah. John Bon Jovi, that time when Oprah was talking about having been a little runner back in the day in some big theatre and Diana Ross was playing.
Mm.
And he went in. Just a little dweeb went in to her dressing room, was like, sorry, Diana, they're ready for you. And she turned around and said, Miss Ross.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what really pissed me off even in that moment?
That she said Miss instead of Ms.
That Oprah was like, wow. And I was like, okay, Oprah, no. John Bon Jovi should not have been addressing her as Diana. They were not on a first name basis.
No.
He was a little dweeb from New Jersey standing outside her dressing room door all night singing, whoa, Heathley.
Give it a rest.
So yeah, wouldn't expect anything less than Elizabeth Taylor.
And Fran said, and of course we were happy to, any requests that came from stars, we were happy to fulfill them. But she said it with a very straight face. I could see the pain in her eyes. But they said she's very good. She stood around for photographs with everyone. And Renee, who plays her mother, do you remember the mother on the show?
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, she got a picture with Elizabeth Taylor and she rang the publicist to get the picture. And she's like, that's no problem, but you're going to have to pay $250 for Elizabeth's, or Miss Taylor's touch-ups. Right? And she said, I'll give you $500 and give me whatever you're giving her.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't that good?
Isn't that real Jewish mommy?
Yeah. I loved it. So, I think there's still a lot of love for her. You see, now, so a lot of the clips I watched, I have to say, don't know if it will fly today. There's one scene with Cece and she's setting up this surprise dinner for Max. And Niles comes in. And she says something like, oh, is that you? And he's like, don't turn around. So he kind of plays this little game with her where he blows into her ear and she thinks it's Max. And then she's like, what do you want me to do? And he's like, gets her to quack like a duck or something. But it's kind of like she thinks the person behind her is the person who she is wanting to have sex with. And then it's not. So I was like, no, not that I'm saying oh, my God, fucking triggered. But I was like, I don't know if that would fly now. I think.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Look,
there was lots
of
bits of it where I was like,
I think we all had that experience in the 90s where a man came up behind you and you thought he was someone else and made you quack like a duck.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, it is triggering.
It is triggering. I mean,
we all had that experience and I felt like such a fool in that moment because I thought I was quacking for my someone special. And it turned out I was just quacking for some guy.
Look, Judy, if we want to get anywhere with this podcast, we have to acknowledge people getting triggered by quacking. Okay? I've said it before. I'll say it again.
Listen, I better rein my beak in because I'm just, you know how I feel about this subject. I wanted to save my quack for someone special and I just
quack
threw it away in that moment. Shame on me and my webbed feet. Okay, and you know actually a line that really resonated with me from the nanny. I remember Fran saying about her mother, well, her thighs are touching now. as in that she put on so much weight.
Oh, yeah.
And every now and again when my thighs touch, I think back to the nanny.
Oh, Jesus.
And that was Fran's metric for when you were too big. And her little skirts and her legs.
I know.
I have to say, I have always, because it's like that Julia Margulies, you know, from Eeyore and The Good Wife, has that beautiful look of like just the really dark hair, like that real, as you said, like Jewish princess look, dark hair, dark eyes. Like just, I've always just really envied that look. I just think it's so supremely beautiful. Just that the nanny nearly gave me the feelings as well. I'm going to be honest about it. Yeah, it's just the pale skin, hair, the dark eyes. Because for us, like, you know, dim sum babies over here, like, that's just so exotic. That
is very glamorous altogether.
That
now
is the essence of exoticism. Like, just to be.
I know. Oh, sure, look, I always wanted to be a dark-haired Sunny Rita, but look, it's not going to fucking happen, is it?
Are you getting redder? Did you put in a new colour? It's lovely.
I got colour there the other day. It's only a semi.
I'm loving the red. Yeah,
it's only a nail
really
semi.
Because
my hairdresser, whose name is Emma, as well, highlights
Ballyboden,
hashtag spawn. She said to me, just get a semi because then it'll fade rather than having the roots. And she's like, you have red hair anyway. It fades loads.
It looks great. I love the red. So. And it's real poison ivy.
She said you have to get the old colour bombs.
I've heard these are great.
Yeah.
And Shane's a fan of the red, isn't he?
Yeah, he likes the old red. Yeah. Bit of a change. Feels like it's sleeping with someone new.
You know, wrapping it up, it's good to get the wax. Good to get the red in.
Yeah.
Maintaining standards every single day. That's what we do.
This is it, yeah.
Keep your man happy, ladies. I say that with tongue firmly in cheek. My inside cheek is actually bleeding with the level of sarcasm used there. So look, we've had a great time. Don't know about you, listener, but we've enjoyed ourselves, haven't we?
Outside Devitt's, who do we want to say a big shout out to before we leave?
Got a lovely message from Jen during the week. Jen is a listener of the podcast and we love her very much, and she's been in touch a couple of times. Thank you so much for your support during this difficult time.
And who did we just meet here 2 minutes ago?
We just met Kathy. Shout out to Kathy, who is wearing an outfit that is absolutely on point. Loved the ripped top.
And on Monday
loved
as well.
Loved the ripped jeans. Fair play to you, Kathy. Giving it socks on a Monday. We fucking love it.
Like it.
Do we have any more messages from people? Got a couple of lovely reviews. We read them. We love them. We hold them dear. So thank you so much.
Tell your friends.
It's hugely important, actually, that people spread the word of the Up to 90 gospel, because that is actually how,
if the word gets spread, Copperberg will put on a gig for us.
Yeah, this is the thing. Okay, so Copperberg will put on a gig. We'll have the crack. Julie's going to stay in town for the night.
Yeah.
And give up her country mouse status. It's all happening.
Yeah.
So please do spread the word, and we appreciate it so much. And you're the best. Thank you for listening, listener. I've been Julie J.
I've been Emma Dorn.
God bless.
Ah, you bitch!
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.